Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hope you guys are getting through allergy season. It's not that easy. But I want to open up with this report that we heard about last week, where 94 former students and staff of a high school in New Jersey have come down with varying types of brain tumors. And so when you have a cluster such as that, and we call it a cluster, obviously we need to kind of figure out what's the relationship. Now, these tumors spread out over a 30, maybe 40-year experience, time frame. But one happened as recently as 2014, and people are asking for answers. So let me just review what we know, what the latest is. So the high school is Colonia High School in Woodbridge Township School District in New Jersey. And there are apparently 94 former staff and residents who developed between 1975 and the year 2000 with certain brain tumors. One person, Al Lupiano, said, I believe he was diagnosed, as well as his younger sister. And so, you know, people who were alumni and family members of this, you start to see some, patterns. And so a bunch of radiological assessments are now being conducted across the school. The school has about a 28-acre campus. The school was, I think, built in 1967. And so there's been a lot of rumors and theories as to why this could have happened. So some think it could be nearby radiation. Some think it could be mold. Maybe it was nearby cell phone towers, toxic waste, asbestos. But the problem is, schools built in the 1960s, a lot of them were similar. And usually when there are growth patterns, and we saw a lot of growth patterns in the 1950s and 60s with suburbia, you would think then, that there would be other schools involved. But right now, it just seems to focus on this one. Now, I have to caution people, whenever we do start to pick up these clusters, a lot of focus sometimes, is on one thing, and then we have to shift it. So, for example, what if a bunch of these high schoolers and staff people ate at a nearby fast food joint? And that fast food joint ends up being the focus. You know, yes, many of them were related to that school, but maybe it wasn't the school. Maybe it was everybody went to, like when I went to Chaparral High in Phoenix, Arizona, there was a pizza place and there was a Dairy Queen. So we all went there. Most of us. So if there was something going on, was it the high school or was it where we all kind of hung out? There's a lot of hangout places that people go to. So they have to be very, very careful when they review this. So the types of tumors were like glioblastoma multiforme. That is a very dangerous, deadly brain tumor. In fact, that's the same one that Senator John McCain had. May he rest in peace. But also meningiomas, acoustic neuromas, some that might be more benign. So not everybody does from these. But, these obviously are types of tumors, hemangioblastomas. These are masses that cause debilitating symptoms and obviously need some severe medical workup as well as treatment. So it is, sadly, a medical mystery that they now need to kind of figure out. A TikTok video discussing it went viral. CBS started to, you know, cover the story, and now everybody wants to know what the hell's going on with that school. And now students at that school are worried. Is there mold, toxic waste, asbestos? So one theory, Al Lupiano, who had his brain tumor 20 years ago, and then his wife had one as well as a sister, all of them alum of this high school. He believes that this could be traced back to a nearby sampling plant that dealt with uranium for the first atomic bomb under the Manhattan Project. And so some people are thinking that maybe it has to do with, you know, I guess old radiation. I had an uncle who died of leukemia. He was only 13. And he died in Phoenix, Arizona. And at the time, they thought what might have happened was it was the atomic testing and the nuclear testing they did in the desert area near Nevada and Arizona. Maybe it affected nearby cows. That affected the milk. And he possibly got the radiation from the milk, if it wasn't from the air samples. So it takes a lot of work to try to discern what could be going on. I worked at a hospital when I was in training, and so many people I worked with have developed some sort of cancer. And you start to wonder, you know, what happened? You know, was it something at that hospital? Was it something we all ate? Was it a virus that might have hit us? And then that virus caused different things with different people? You know, I'm really nervous to see what happens with COVID, because I do worry about any oncogenic properties that this COVID virus could do. We know COVID could cause long-term inflammation, as we saw with that study last week with our ability to smell and ability to taste. They don't think the virus is active, but they think the inflammation is. Well, chronic inflammation is bad. Chronic inflammation is related to heart disease. It's related to tumors. So I don't want to scare people, but these epidemiologists really have their work cut out for them, because they have to go back and trace everything. They have to figure out what every person who had a brain tumor in that school did. You know, they didn't have cell phones at the time, not in the 70s, you know, but, you know, so I don't know if I would say it's cell phone towers, but people are concerned about cell phone towers and 5G, and they worry. There was a big, huge concern that these Bluetooth, or these things that people stuck onto their ears so they could talk to people on the phone hands-free, were related to acoustic neuromas. And I think the science kind of disproved that, but still, many people are kind of concerned. We're putting stuff up to our heads, up to our ears. With my cell phone, I always put it on speaker, but I would put it on speaker until I got these little AirPods. Now, again, I got it back in my head, back in my ears. So I don't want people to panic. We have no idea why, you know, this cluster of brain tumors happened, but they are going to look into it. And as we get more information, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So my question to you all is, have any of you felt like you were retaliated against by your doctor? Do you feel like your nurse, medical professional retaliated against you? So this is a subject that got bigger than I thought it ever would. And I've been kind of fielding these questions where people are really thinking that their doctor or medical professional is going to retaliate against them or show subjectivity. And this is something that hadn't been an issue because we are some of the most objective people on the planet. I mean, we take care of you no matter what you have tattooed, whether it's a swastika, whether it's a I hate women, whether it's a whatever. We're going to take care of you. We're a very objective group of individuals because it's all about the health and body, and we understand that people make bad choices, bad decisions. It's just something we've done. But I guess, and again, this, I didn't think the story would be so big, but that medical student, that fourth-year medical student at Wake Forest Medical Center, that keeps bringing up this topic of, do our medical professionals dislike us? You know, am I going to somebody who can hurt me or withhold treatment? And I didn't realize how scary this must be for the average patient. And yes, I want to hear from you if you think you have been retaliated against or biased. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And it's not only about the medical student at Wake Forest, but it's also about the highlight and the training and the headlines on racism in healthcare. The idea that you are being biased against and you are being withheld treatment because of the color of your skin, that would scare anybody. And, you know, those of us in the medical profession, I mean, you couldn't even get through first day medical school if you had a racist bone in your body. You wouldn't have even gotten into medical school. You know, you treat everybody the same. But then I learned that actually that could be racist if you treat everybody the same. If you don't realize that people have differences, then you could be under treating them. And you have to realize that people of different races and ethnicities might do better with certain medications. So I've always encouraged us to quote unquote embrace race and understand that we have biological differences that may need to be addressed, and if you don't, you could possibly hurt the patient. And it's okay to recognize that somebody is Asian or somebody is white or Ashkenazi Jew or black, because there are certain conditions that might afflict them, and if you ignore that, then that could be discrimination. So now all of a sudden we went from, you're going to go to the medical provider, they're going to take care of you, to how do I know my medical provider isn't going to discriminate against me or let me die? And this case with the fourth-year medical student, it's back in the news again today. Apparently the student, she is the one where she was on Twitter, and there was a doctor talking about transphobia. And it looks like she wanted to join in. And she said, yeah, I had somebody, you know, make fun of my pronouns. And so he had to get stuck twice. And that went viral. People freaked out going, wait a second. She basically stuck him twice. She retaliated. And I don't think that's what happened. She said basically she missed Vane, got somebody else, did the draw. But the person did have to sustain two pokes. It happens. I've been poked multiple times when somebody's training and learning. But because she had put that on social media, that there was some sort of secondary gain to what happened to that patient, people freaked out. Well, we're being told now that the medical school has put her on a leave, on a medical leave. Now, she's a fourth year. So she's a fourth year that's about to start residency. These fourth year medical students need to have a lot of experience. I don't like the idea of somebody being on leave, not learning. But apparently they have her on leave and not working with patients at the present time. So the school wrote to, I guess, Tucker Carlson's producer, Wake Forest School of Medicine has completed a thorough review of the patient encounter with their medical student who recently made an inaccurate statement on social media. The review determined that the student had no intention to harm the patient, followed medical center protocols. The school and the student have agreed upon her taking extended leave. During this time, the student will not participate in any patient care activities. So, I think what she posted was because she just wanted to be relevant on Twitter and get this doctor to notice her and said, yeah, look, I've had, you know, an experience of transphobia because they didn't like the pronouns that I wore. She had a pronoun pin, and I guess the patient said, what do you mean she or her? You know, what about it? Or I don't know. He made some comment, like, of course, you're either a she or a her or something like that. And it was deemed transphobic, and so she brought that up on this Twitter thread. But racism and bias in medicine have existed. We don't want it to. We try our hardest for it not to. But sadly, many people feel like they had to wait longer. They didn't have access to care because of their race or their gender. Females have been, as a whole, discriminated against indirectly because we were taught in medical school that people think women are more complainers. So they're like, oh, yeah, my tummy hurts. And they're like, oh, all right, yeah, you know, you're a girl. This isn't just my period. You know, I could possibly be having ovarian cancer or appendicitis. So in medicine, you know, we are trained to not be biased. I train my medical students, and I still teach students. I go, look, blank slate. I mean, whether you think they're histrionic, whether you think they're trying to get out of work, if you think they're trying to milk the system, whatever. No. Get that all out of your head. Get any of those misconceptions out. You have a person with abdominal pain. You have a person with abdominal pain, you treat them like you would anybody else who has abdominal pain. Because people can have pathology. The one thing you could count on is somebody having pathology. I had taught students that lesson with somebody who was asking for pain medication. I had just graduated, was working at an urgent care, and the other doctor's like, oh, we got the drug seeker. You know, send Dahlia. She's new. She can deal with the drug seeker. And I'm like, you know, first don't call him a drug seeker. But, you know, yeah, I'll check him out. And it was somebody who heard the doctors talking, going, look, I don't want pain medicine. I'm in pain, but I'm not here for pain medicine. I'm here because I'm in pain. And I go, I feel you. I got you. What happened? He was in a motorcycle accident, cracked a rib. Well, when somebody fractures a rib, we have to make sure they don't have pneumonia. So I listen to the lungs, don't hear a lot of lung sounds in that area of his chest. I do an x-ray. He has a full effusion in those. No wonder he hurts. So we send him to UMC emergency room, trauma. And the doctor calls us, the doctor a couple days later called my boss at the urgent care saying, look, great catch. He had been bleeding. That was a hemothorax. He had been bleeding for now weeks into his lung cavity. Yet, in medicine, people were like, well, he's a drug seeker. And we're doing this to ourselves. We're doing this to ourselves because now, you know, doctors are going to be in so much trouble if they write pain medication. And we have to be careful of all these people wanting pain medication that you could have somebody with some real pathology in front of you. And here you are thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm going to get in trouble if I write a pain medicine, so I got to make sure they're not a drug seeker. I taught every patient, every student I know, when a patient comes to you, they're a clean slate. I don't care what the other doctor did. The other doctor could have made mistakes. You treat them with your heart, with your instinct, and you make sure that person doesn't have pathology. Yes, there can be, you know, drug-seeking behavior. There can be people just trying to get a work note or just trying to get disability. Sadly, those people are out there. But don't let that jade you. So now I think we have this paranoia that doctors are going to just think you're a drug seeker. They're going to think that you are going to be upset if you misconstrue their pronouns or if you misconstrue their gender. And that's not how I was taught. And everybody in my class, we were taught, you know, no bias. And if you do, you know, get, you know, just, you know, understand, recognize it. And just because it's a male, you know, doesn't mean he's not in a lot of pain. I can't tell you how many times I've had people who had a burst appendix, and they walked in going, you know, I was hurting, but now I don't feel so bad. Well, it's the calm before the storm. You can't just say, well, you know, everybody has a scale of 1 to 10 with pain. Everybody looks at pain differently. You know, some people with a low pain threshold, some people with a high pain threshold. But, you know, don't be paranoid. You know, most of your medical providers are supposed to be as non-biased as they can. If you do feel like your doctor's biased or will retaliate against you, get away from them and get a new provider. 1-877-DOCTALLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the first time since 2019, the Boston Marathon returned to its Patriots Day schedule Monday morning, featuring 28,000 runners from around the world. After more than a month stuck in the Chesapeake Bay, the more than 1,000-foot-long container ship Ever Forward is on the move again. The ship was headed from the Port of Baltimore on March 13th when it ran aground just north of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Website InfoWars and two other companies owned by Alex Jones have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in light of several defamation lawsuits. The filings were made in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas. Ukraine has completed a questionnaire which will form a starting point for the European Union to decide on membership for Kyiv. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen handed the questionnaire to Zelensky during her visit to Kyiv on April 8th. USA Radio News. You're not imagining it. The flood of spam calls, texts, emails, and social media posts in your life are getting a lot bigger. Junk messages aren't just annoying. They invite fraud, cybercrime, and identity theft. The average American receives roughly 42 spam texts last month. A member of the European Union met with Russia's President Putin over the war.
Austria's chancellor met last week with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the first meeting between a European Union leader and Putin since the invasion of Ukraine. Carl Nehammer says he visited the Ukrainian town of Bucha before his trip to Moscow and confronted Putin about the accusations of war crimes against his troops. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that Putin said he would cooperate with an investigation, though he did have reservations.
He told me that he will cooperate with an international investigation on the one hand, and on the other hand, he told me that he doesn't trust the Western world. So this will be the problem now in the future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So the U.S. is dealing with now baby Omicron, and we might even have grandbaby Omicron with these new couple variants. A lot of people I noticed over the weekend, over the holiday weekend, still having fever, body aches, runny nose, sinus infections, feeling sick. I haven't really had to send a lot of people to the ER, so that's a good sign. But we still globally have a COVID problem. Germany has reported the last 24 hours 139,000 new cases, 250 deaths. The UK has just reported another 651 deaths. Excuse me, 21,000 cases. South Korea, 195,000 cases. Remember they were up at 500,000? Those went down, but they're still not going down completely. Now they're about 200,000 cases a day. Russia's reporting 11,000 cases, but again, we don't know what we can trust coming out of Russia. Italy, 62,000 cases. Japan, 51,000 cases. Australia, 53,000 cases. So, sadly, when COVID makes its way around the globe, it eventually affects us. In terms of China, China has, I believe, said they have only had 3 deaths, all right, recently with COVID. And that is, China, it's so weird. You know, this has all been about China. This has all been about, you know, China's going to be the one to invade China. And then all of a sudden, Russia invades Ukraine. And now nobody can trust Russia. Nobody can trust, and we forget, you know, China is still, a force. We still haven't, confirmed where the virus came from, why we have the virus, if the variants are also being leaked, or if these are just naturally occurring variants. And Shanghai reports the first 3 deaths of current COVID wave. Only 3? So then people are wondering, wait a second, their data, can we even trust their data? Remember I told you with China, they only said that they dealt with maybe at most 8,000 COVID deaths. Meanwhile, we're over 1 million plus. And China, we did really, really good. And that's where the outbreak started. I just don't believe it. I don't think anybody has. Yeah, oh, China, I apologize. China, since the start of the pandemic, has reported 4,600 deaths total. They have 1.4 billion people, and they've only had 4,600 people die of COVID in almost 3 years. I don't believe it. I don't. It just doesn't make sense. So I think the moral to this is we are not getting reliable data, and we're not going to get it from China. We're definitely not going to get it from Russia. So we're not going to be, told what's going on. Well, in America, people are worried not so much of the COVID risk as much as they're now worried about the economy. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. People are so over COVID. I think they've learned to live with it. We have vaccines, we have medications, but what people can't control is the economy. And 400 million people across 45 cities in China are under full or partial lockdown because of their zero COVID policy. That represents 40% or $7.2 trillion of their annual gross domestic product. And China has the world's second largest economy. That's according to data from Nomura Holdings. So analysts are worried. How is that going to affect us? One of the reasons why we had such a horrible economic fallout is because of lockdowns, because of COVID, because of lack of supply. Well, we rely a lot on China, too much, way too much. And so when you have China locked down and these people aren't working, the factories aren't, making, the medications we rely on or the supplies or the products, that's a problem. You tie that into what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, with a lot of the food that they produce and a lot of what they export, America's going to be in for a lot of hurt. One of you asked why we aren't feeling it as much. Is it overblown? Is media overblowing this? And that was a fantastic question. You sent me that question on Friday after the show. It's because remember we had supply chain crises? We still do have some. But remember, I was in Long Beach Harbor, and you could see all the supplies just sitting there and all that. Well, what ended up happening was we got a lot of our supply in, and we started to stock again, and we got things stocked up. So we have some supply right now. But it chases either a week, 2 weeks, 2 months. So now, if you order something, they might promise you that you might get it if there's still a warehouse with it. But eventually, they're going to say, no, sorry, we don't have it. And that's when you're going to start to feel it. And then our warehouses or suppliers are going to go to where they get it, going, okay, we need more. Well, they're going to go to where they go to, and most of that leads to China. And if China's like, wait a second, we have to, you know, when we do reopen our manufacturing, we have to do domestic first. And then, sadly, we're going to wait. So we might not really feel this till the summer, till the fall. And that's why economists are worried. According to Liu Ting, Nomura's chief China economist, said global markets may still underestimate the impact because much attention remains focused on the Russian-Ukraine conflict and U.S. Federal Reserve rate hikes. He said the most alarming is the indefinite lockdown of Shanghai. Shanghai is a city of 25 million and one of China's premier manufacturing and export hubs. Now, what if you asked why now this is a topic when we've got COVID for 3 years? Will Shanghai, all of Shanghai, being on this lockdown? And then news saying, oh, yeah, look, only 3 people have died. They were only aged between 89 and 91. They had underlying conditions. They were unvaccinated. So you see, what we're doing is saving people. They say 16 are in critical condition. Really, of a city of 25 million? So now people start to worry, going, wait a second here. You know, are they playing us? Do they want to keep them locked down? Are they saying they're locked down? Meanwhile, they're producing stuff for Russia. I mean, there's all these now theories. So the quantities of, or the quarantines, they said, are leading to food shortages, inability to access medical care, even reported pet killings. The largest port in the world is now understaffed. The port of Shanghai, which handles over 20% of Chinese freight traffic, is essentially at a standstill, they say. Food supplies are stuck in shipping containers. And these foods, or I guess these shipping containers are not refrigerated. So the food is rotting. Incoming cargo is now stuck at Shanghai Marine Terminals for an average of 8 days before transported elsewhere. That's a 75% increase since a recent round of lockdowns. Export storage time has fallen. And it's because no new containers being sent to the docks from warehouses, so things are just at a standstill. Cargo airlines have canceled all flights in and out of the city. 90% of trucks supporting import and export deliveries are out of commission right now. And Shanghai produces 6% of China's exports. And Sony, Apple, there's a MacBook, Quanta, Tesla. So there's a lot of companies now, because they're in China, are now locked up. So, you know, here we are going, okay, well, when are electric cars going to be cheaper? When's Tesla going to make cheaper electric cars? Well, if one of their main factories in China is locked down, no, that's really going to affect it. So, I mean, we're worried a recession's coming next, especially with high inflation. I don't see how we're going to avoid it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Issue. All right, so, you know, all eyes are on Mariupol, and it just blows my mind how it has been able to survive and hold off Russian forces, and they are refusing to surrender. And it just, I really credit what Russia or what Ukraine and Volodymyr Zelensky is doing to try to protect the world from World War III. But sadly, the city is, from what we're told, almost completely destroyed. So, Mariupol has rejected a Russian deadline to surrender. They have vowed to fight on. I don't blame them. But they are, they're not going to give in. And here we are, what, day 52 in the fight. Thank God they've been able to hold out. But once Russia got to Mariupol, Russia could essentially make Ukraine landlocked. And then that affects Ukraine's ability to trade, have access to the water, fish, all sorts of things. And it's a bad move. And so it was almost more important for Russia to take Mariupol than Kyiv. And they thought they could maybe take Kyiv and be done with it, but no. So Mariupol has been surrounded by troops since March 1. Much of the city and its immediate surroundings are largely under Russian control. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal says Mariupol has not yet fallen. Ukrainian troops trapped in the city are holding out despite overwhelming odds, but they are confined to pockets of resistance and their numbers are unclear. They say Mariupol will be closed for entry and exit starting on Monday, and men remaining in the city will be, quote, filtered out. We all know what that means, sadly. It's going to Russian forces. The Russians have been, according to CNN, issuing passes for movement within the city. The advisor Petro Andrushenko said that adding the citizens will not be able to go out into the streets or move between districts without a pass. CNN is trying to independently verify the claims. Russia's Ministry of Defense called on Ukrainian soldiers still in Mariupol to lay down their arms and surrender by 1 p.m. local time on Sunday, warning anyone still resisting after the deadline will be quote-unquote eliminated. It also said trapped foreign mercenaries who joined the Ukrainian forces, including Europeans and Canadians, will be eliminated as well. Now, so that's something that I think should prompt definitely a response. If you kill one American, we bring the rain. If you kill a Canadian, if you kill a, you know, and so I wonder what the response would be if they do end up killing anybody from these other countries. Ukraine said there are still our military forces, our soldiers, so they will fight until the end. And as for now, they are still in Mariupol. As of today, our defenders continue to hold the defense. There have been some red lines in negotiations. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said on Sunday the situation in Mariupol may be a red line in negotiations with Russia. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remaining of the Ukrainian army and a large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. This is horrible. Many residents have fled, but an estimated 100,000 people are still there in its immediate surroundings. The military governor of Donetsk region, where Mariupol is located, said on Tuesday that 22,000 people may have died in the city. Zelensky is warning of an incoming Russian offensive in eastern Ukraine. He has also warned that nuclear capability is there, and he's warning people to get, you know, the potassium iodide, anti-radiation pills to protect the thyroid and things like that. You know, we're watching a similar genocide as we saw in World War II, and I don't understand why it's taking us so long to act. I know we're sending aid, we're sending money, but if Ukraine doesn't have the soldiers, and I'm not saying we go in there, boots on the ground, but I, you know, eventually Russia takes that over, and then what's Russia going to do next? And we stood around and watched what happened with Nazi Germany. And I don't understand why we're making that same mistake. I'm not saying we need to go into World War III. I'm not saying we need to go to war with Russia. But we if we don't stop this, then Russia goes unchecked. Staffers working with Chef Jose Andres Ukraine Charity Kitchen have been injured in a Russian missile strike in Kharkiv. This was a humanitarian kitchen with celebrity chef Jose Andres. It has now been destroyed. Well, that humanitarian kitchen was trying to, you know, feed people. We believe that the Russians are going to try to move, do something very similar that Stalin had done, where he starves out his enemies. And so, sadly, these are things that the world is bracing for. And then we have, you know, not only are we going to have our own food supply issues, which we're having, but we have millions of people that are not going to have food. And it is going to take the world to have to go in and help. Mariupol, as of 5 minutes ago, still fighting. We will keep you guys, you know, posted. Russia has added forces, sadly, to eastern and southern Ukraine. They've added another 11 battalion tactical groups to their forces. And, you know, we've been hoping that a lot of these Russian soldiers are going to say, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not. But that's not happening. We're seeing the rapes. We're seeing the killings. Either they are completely brainwashed or just as evil, or they fear their lives. And they're doing what they're told, just like what happened with the Nazi military. And it's really going to take, I think, Russian soldiers. It's going to take Russia to stop Russia. I mean, I think Ukraine can do a lot, but if Ukraine can't hold out because they're losing, you know, all their troops, and Russia, it's this war of attrition, it's really going to take, because it doesn't look like the world's going to try to stop them. Auto repair shop owner has said some of their long-term employees were killed in a missile strike in Lviv. Lviv's been getting struck, Kharkiv, and they say Russia has completed regrouping of troops to launch offensive in eastern Ukraine. Spain is going to reopen its embassy in Kyiv in the coming days. They said Spain, that's interesting, is going to actually return its diplomats to the Ukrainian capital. The reopening will be a new sign of the commitment of the Spanish government and society to the Ukrainian people. Spain had evacuated its embassy February 27th, soon after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and it transferred the Russians to neighboring Warsaw, Poland, and the Spanish Foreign Ministry press. France announced also that their embassy in Ukraine may return soon. European Union is also resuming its diplomatic presence in Kyiv after moving it temporarily. Slovenia has also reopened its embassy. I think that's fantastic. I think it is a great show of support. But I thought Russia was starting to bomb Kyiv again after the ship had gotten destroyed. So, Crimea has been also bombarded. It's another town in the Kharkiv and Luhansk regions. No new reports of chemical warfare that we have been watching, sadly. You know, this Donbas region that looks like has the eye of Russia. It expands Russians' western border if they're able to hold on to it. It also gives them access to, you know, the Sea of Azov, gets them closer to Mariupol, and gets them to have more control of the water system. So we'll keep you guys posted. If you want to help, please donate to your local Red Cross, UNICEF. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.